I'm Rona Tarrant. Dozens of Catholics were arrested near the US Capitol in Washington yesterday as they called on lawmakers to find a legislative solution to save the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program known as DACA. The protest comes after Catholics from around the country placed calls to members of Congress on Monday to urge them to help the young undocumented adults brought to the US as minors. The calls were part of a drive by US bishops who are asking lawmakers to protect dreamers from deportation, provide them with a path to citizenship, and protect families and unaccompanied minors in the process. Story 2. Students in Parkland, Florida are returning to their high school today, 2 weeks after a mass shooting left 14 students and 3 staff members dead. The Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School reopens as several students spent Monday and Tuesday in Washington urging lawmakers to curb or end sales of semi-automatic weapons. Lawmakers are proposing a number of gun-related measures in response to the shooting, though it's unclear if any legislation has enough support to pass Congress. Story 3. President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner has had his White House security clearance downgraded. Background checks on Kushner, a senior advisor to the president, had not been completed while he was receiving top-level security briefings. He and other White House aides who have yet to receive permanent clearance will now not get top-level briefings. Story 4. The Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem has reopened 3 days after Christian leaders closed it in protest over plans to tax church properties in the city. Leaders had said the church would be closed indefinitely until Jerusalem's mayor suspended the tax plans on Tuesday. Christian leaders released a statement in response, offering gratitude to all those who've worked tirelessly to uphold the Christian presence in Jerusalem.